The Mishnah Bavasa in Yeshnechen of Kufla Medalan on Beis, the Mishnah says, someone that's muchzik not to have children, so his wife is Omer no Yibam. If he dies without children, his wife will fall to Yibam, and he wants the pata from Yibam, like in all these cases where it's difficult to do Yibam Bechalitza, she would fall to Yibam to his brother, and the brother, let's say, is in the old days that we had this problem when there's a brother in Russia, the Iron Curtain, and they cannot do Yibam Bechalitza, the lady would be in Aguna. Whatever case, the brother wanted to pata her from Yibam Bechalitza, so he would say, even though everyone assumes that they have no children, he would say that he has a son. He said he's never to say Zebini, point to someone and say Zebini, they lift the system in Yibam Bechalitza, pat his wife from Yibam Bechalitza. And the Gemara says the reason is Amr Yehuda Meshmul, and they ma'am is Zebini Neman. What's the reason why when someone says Zebini is Neman? The Gemara says, he'll be having a gasha. It's a migu. Migu that he's able to be Megarish's wife. He could pat his wife from Yibam Mechlitza another way, just divorce her, and she called Yibam Mechlitza, so he's Neman with a migu. The Rishbam calls it a migu. The Gemara's lesson is he'll be having a gasha. And the Rishbam says, migu divar Megarish, he'll put on the begitim Yibam, kiyom anami zebini Neman, where he says Zebini is Neman. Just the question of the Gemara, amigu is normally you could say the same thing and not lose anything. Over here, Lecher is not the same thing. If he pat his wife at a get, he would lose his wife. And if he was mamash about to die, I thought maybe it wouldn't make a difference. He's about to die anyway. But Pashas is not someone that's going to die that moment. He's afraid he's going to die soon. And maybe he doesn't want to lose his wife for those last few days or those last few weeks. So you have to understand what exactly is the amigu.
It's not the same.
The Rishbam says that a migu calls a migu. What else?
The word
migu is given to
it's not
Yemen. Mm-hmm. Oh. But even Hoyle, the other Gasha, the Chayyab Sfar is, like, believe him, why would he lie? Why would he lie about this? He's able to be Megasha. Teret says maybe he's lying because he doesn't want to be Megasha.
The other is not a
migu
of
Malik Shach.
The other is like
it's like, in the Nemanis, right. Enacham. But the other also should be, right. This is Gaman Gittin Daphne Dalin. The other is a whole different Nemanis. And
even
yeah, but Biyadli is always normally without any loss. Not that if it's Biyadli to do something that costs $1 million, I mean, that's maybe not Biyadli, and to go be Neman on something for free, you know, we need to draw the line. You have to understand the Gemara. Okay, the Shev Shemaitz and Shemaitz Beis, Perichof, and the Kiveg and the Chuvis and the Kavir, they say different kasha. They ask, what is the Gemara to say, Al Samigu, or Hel Biyadli? Why isn't the husband Neman to say, Zebni Midin Yakir? And this week's Sedra, the Torah says Yakin losses like Pishnayim. In case of Chob and Asnu, Yakin losses like Pishnayim. The Gemara runs out. The Rabbis of Kufazayin on the days that a person's neman to say Zebni Bechor to give him Pishnayim. He's and the Gemara says it on three things. That he's neman first of all to say that a ben is a Yerush. Normally, when there's muchzik, there is a concept of muchzik of a mishpacha that's muchzik. We have this Gemara that pay in kedushin soiklan al chazakas. If a mishpacha comes to town, how do we know that this is the mother and this is the son? It's a chazak. It's just everyone's sangevint. And the Gemara says it should be shloshim yoyim. For 30 days, we're used to assuming that this is a family, this is a brother, this is a sister. And then in case they're mezana, the arayis, we give them mises bezdin. Even though we have edus on the arayis, but we don't have edus that this is a brother and a sister. That's muchzik. It's muchzik in shtot. Everyone has everyone knows that they're known that way. They're known to be a brother. It's the same thing with Yerusha. When a father dies, it's muchzik that these are the children, these are the yashim, and they get the Yerusha. If a stranger would come to town who's not muchzik to be a son, and he comes around again, he says that I'm also a son, I'm also getting Yerusha, and the other brothers say you're not a son, you don't get the Yerusha, he would have to bring Edus, he would have to bring Uriah. He'd be trying to be moitzi mammon from the muchzakim, from the other yashim. And he would have to bring two Eden Ksherim. So, but over here, the Gemara says that a father is also Neman to say on this stranger that he's also a son, he's also Yerush. Even though the father is an Erecha, the father is a Karev, the fathers believe it's a Din Yakya. And not only that, the father is Neman to say that this son is a Bechor, and he gets Pishnayim. And the Gemara says that one more thing this father's believe to say, Zeb Beni Ben Gusha Mechalutza. He's Neman to say, in case he's a Kayin, and this person was also, let's say, Muchzak, wherever he came from to be a Kohen, he went to abide in the base of Mikdash. The father's Nemat to say he's a Cholo, he's a Begush Mechlutza. And the Gemara also says he's Nemat to even say he's a Mamza. He's Nemat to passel his son, to passel this person and say he's a Mamza, and ask him, Lovey Bekol, and be Matim and Mamzerst. is a male. In fact, the Shemaitza and the Kivega, why wouldn't he be Nemet to say, Zebni to Pata Ishta Mina Yivin Vachalitza? If he's believed for everything else, why wouldn't he believe for Yivin Vachalitza also? Al Siakia. Just it's exactly the cost of that a person is Nemet to say, Zebni, a total stranger, that he gets a Yerusha. And then he's Nemet to say, he's a Bechoy, he's Nemet to say, he's an apostle. Another din of Moses, them says the mams, them says by Yishma Chalitza. Why would he be named to say Zebni that had his wife from Yishma Chalitza? Why is the Gemara need the reason of Migu or Hoyel B'Yadin Ragasha? So they both say the same teresh, the Shmaitza and the Kirega. They want to say that. Hold on a second. Oh, first of all, the Kirega does bring down. There is a machlokes rishonim if Yakia is nemonis on a total stranger. Like I said, the case on a total stranger is really a machlokes rishonim. A lot of rishonim say that if on a total stranger that's not muchzik to be a son at all, that there is no din Yakia. The father has no nemonis because first up he's the father. We have no right to that. You have to prove that first. Once it's established that he's a son and ben bin abonim, the father's belief to say zebni b'cha, that he's a b'cha, or belief to say he's a mamzo, or belief to say that he's a. That he's a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. On a total stranger, not. So, according to that, those are Yishainim, the whole Kasha wouldn't be Shreya to begin with. Over here, we're talking about where he's most not have any sons. He's trying to say on a stranger, Zebani, so that's why you need the Dinamigu. In fact, from the Yishainim that Achaylik, the Yishainim that hold that Yaki works even on a total stranger. A total stranger that's not Muchsak at all comes to town. He's also believed. So, why over there isn't he believed that him be Din Yaki? So the Sheshmites of Kivega want to say a Teretz. That the whole Zesakos of Yakia is only be Nagia the Ben. When you want to say a din that's Nagia the Ben, that's where the Torah gave you the Manas of Yakia. You want to say this Ben is a Yerush, or you want to say this Ben is a Bechor, you want to say it's Nagia the Ben, how much Yerush he gets, you want to say this Ben is a Mamzo, a Chol, this Ben Gush Mechlus, Nagia the Ben, that's where the Din of Yakia is Naman. Hashem came this Gemara, where you want to say, hey, this to Pat the wife from Yubim Mechlitza, it's not Nagia the Ben at all. It's not Nagia the son at all. He goes to sleep the same as every night, makes no difference then. There's no gzeis because of Yakia to go say, hey, this is what you're really saying on the wife. That's what you're saying. You're saying on the wife that she's potter from Yivim Chalitza. You're saying that. Yeah, but. Oh, very good. Oh, very good. So Shesh Mainz obliges with this teretz that the gzeis because is only with Snageya, the son of the Kriyeg wants to say that. The Kriyeg says, he also starts with this teretz, but he's Deichad. He says, Rochok mi meni. Is there a wife for me to say such a teretz? He goes, Ein ben l'chatzoyin. He says, since this will be a ben for Yerusha, you can't say he's a son for Yerusha, but he's not a son for Yivim Chalitza. You can't divide it. That's the Sheshmaitzvah. The Sheshmaitzvah is the Gzeis HaKosev has only been a gay of the son, but there's no Gzeis HaKosev for anybody else. But the Maitzvah Kvegon says, Rochot Mimah. He doesn't mention the Sheshmaitzvah. It was, I think, printed maybe after the Shuv was written. It's printed B'chaya, but maybe after the Shuv was written. He mentions the Sheshmaitza. A few places he mentions the Sheshmaitza, but later on, is I saw the one letter from Kivega. He writes to someone, he mentions the Ksais Choshen, and he said, I don't have my Ksais because it just came out, and my sons came home from Yeshiva, and they chapped the Sefer, took away to Yeshiva. And like, he was all proud that his sons took the Ksais away to Yeshiva with them, but he has no Ksais anymore. So that's when the Sefer came out. But at this point, Kivega is Mechavim to the same text, but he doesn't like it. He says, Ein ben l'chatzoyin. I'm just clarifying with this Kirega Svarb, Ein Ben Chatzoyin, is that only where the Maisa Bapoyal, what he said, was Negei the Ben, the Moshe, was Yerusha? But what about a father who has no money? He has no money, so it's not Negei Yerusha. There is no Yerusha. There's never a penny. So when he said Zebani, the only thing was Negei to pat his wife for Yivim Chalitza. He wasn't pastling the son, he wasn't saying he's a mams, he wasn't saying he's Ben Gush Ben Chalitza, it's not Negei Yerusha. That thing is a Bukhar. The only thing was Negeya. Maybe over there you don't have the problem of Ein Ben L'chatzoyin. And maybe that's the Shmaitz's Teretz. Maybe that's where you have a Teretz, that you need the Gemara's case. So we're in the Gash, in a case where it's not Negeya at all. Well, the Kirega doesn't say that. The Kirega seems to say Ein Ben L'chatzoyin always. The Teretz is, Kirega Kahalten, even though there's no money for Yerusha, it's not Negeya B'poyel. But since the Maisa, he's saying he's a Ben Negeya Yerusha also, it's a fact, whether there's money or not, Ein Ben L'chatzoyin. So the Kivega doesn't like this teretz. So the Kivega wants to say a different teretz. The Kivega wants to say, he brings down, there's Taisus Yisakash in three places. Taisus in Babas, of Kofazayin. Over there, it's also in Kedushna, Fayin Dala. Then it's, I think, but the most Barichas, the Taisus most explained in Yibam is Tafim Zayim and Aleph. Tesis Akasha, where does the Gemara know, in the whole sugi of Yaki, the Gemara Nemzon, again, says Yaki Benigay two things, Benigay Yerusha and Bechor, and also to passel the Ben, to say is it Ben Gusha Ben Chalitza or Mamza. So where does the Gemara know that Yaki works to passel a Ben? The Pasuk in the Relengis, in Kiseitse, is only talking about Yerusha. Again, the Russian Pasuk was, that's all the Torah says. To give him the pasuk doesn't talk about Yerusha. The pasuk talks about Pishnayim, the frat. He wants to go say it. This is the older boy, Pishnayim. But the main that's the gay Yerusha we see. But where do we see anywhere in this pasuk that a father has any other name on it's been a gay the pasuk's son also? So Tosis says two teretzim. The first teretzim says B'shem Ben Yom Yomi Paris. Tosis says that it's turned out from the words Ben Hasnua. The words Ben Hasnua, even though the Gemara doesn't say this drush, the Ben Yom Yiparis says that the drush is Ben Hasnua means Snua b'Nesueha. He's never to say that this son was born from a hated Nesuan in the Torah. Was born from an Aveir. He's never to say this son was as a Mamza. The father's admitting he did an Aveir, a Chavi Kisus, that the son is a Mamza or Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. He's admitting he's a Kohen who was over the lab of a Gusha Ben Chalutza. And that's where we went at Yakia. In other words, this pasuk is only saying two things. First of all, Ben Asnua Yakia, that he's a nemet to say he's a Ben Snua, he came from an Aveira, the pasuk of the son. And the second thing, the Torah is saying Yakia, unless he's like Pishnaim, to give him Pishnaim. That's the first Tetzis Tesis. The second Tetzis Tesis is Vishem Yesh Mepharshim. Tesis says, that doesn't learn that way. He doesn't learn Ben Asnua, meaning the Snua Ben Asnua, means Kapshutai, the way the Sukkim talk about Ben Ohuva Ben Asnua, the wife he likes, the wife he doesn't like. The Tosfos second Teretz says we learn it out from the fact that he's able to say Yakia that this son is a Bechor and he gets Pishnayim even if he's younger than his other son. Let's say a guy is married and Lamoshel, and Lamoshel I said was a guy's married, let's say 40 years. And he's Muchsuk, he has in town, he has a 38-year-old son and he has other sons. And then it comes to town, he's a 30-year-old boy. And he says he's my Bechor. So when he says that this boy is my Bechor, he's saying that the 38-year-old, the older boy, is not his son at all. And even though that older boy was born from his wife, and was born at a time when he was married to his wife, so obviously he's saying that that older boy was a Mamza. That his wife was Mazana, and he was born from somebody else. If he's married, let's say 40 years, and his wife had a son 38 years ago, while they were married. And now he comes and he points to another guy who's younger, who's only 30. He says, he's my Bechor. So if he's the Bechor, obviously this older boy is not his son at all. So how could the older, who was he born from? Obviously he's born from Nishas Ish. So it's Nichlal and the fact that the Torah gave him that monas to say, Zebani Bechor, to say that his son is a Bechor, that he's nemah to say on a different son that he's not that he's a Mamza. So that's where we went out from there, that he's named the Pasul's son, that he's a Mamza or Ben Gush Mechulis. And this Yesha Farshim, I think, goes more like the Rishonim that hold that there's a Din Yakia even on someone who's not Muchsuk to be his son. Right? We were saying before Mechulis Rishonim, well, he was Muchsuk to be his son, but now he's saying that he's not his son. Okay, but in any case, think about that.
He's not Lismatsu Russia.
Well, yeah.
He
kissed the. Oh, because well, he's saying she's a Saita.
Only if he picks somebody older?
So Taisa says, Yaki is mashma from the Torah, he's always Neman. He could pick on a baby and say, Zebani lost the Pishnaim. Torah doesn't say he can only lost the Pishnaim for someone who's older than his older son. That's Taisa's thought. Taisa's thought, the Pashkas, the steam is apostolic of the Xavier's Kassav is, he's Neman to say Yaki and anyone, even a boy who's younger. What? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yakeya is Neman to say that he's a Bechor or that he's a Mamza Ben Gushu Ben Chuzah. And that's his Kasha. Where is he? I think it's the Mamza. That's his kasha. Where we see it in the pasuk? Where we see it in the pasuk? So the second test is it's muchach mitaychay from the fact he's never to say that this boy is a bechor, that the older boy must be a mamzer. That's what we know holding. That's the test.
It's not like what we were saying before that the
sheets. Right, I was thinking that it has to be the sheets that was much that Yaakov is only on if you know he's the son. It goes right. And the Ishvashim maybe would hold like the Ran, the other sheets. I'm playing about that. But I'll go upon these are the two systematizes. So the Kivega, once the boy is a Mordek Achidish from this Taisis, especially even this Taisis, you know, two systematizes, the Kivega says is the Saisis Tigam Achoykas, the two systematizes in what the Din of Yaki is. So the Kivega, according to the first Taisis, the Bein El Yomi Paris, we see that Yaki is only for Devam HaMafarash and Bakra, only what's the Ferish in the Pasek. But the Torah says Yaki, that's what it is Yaki. The Torah says Yaki on Ben Hasnua Yaki. The Torah tells you Zin Yaki to Pasul Ben or to be Machshir Ben. And the Torah also says Yaki unless it's like Pishnayim, Benegay Yerusha. That's it, nothing else. According to the second Tesitaisis, we see more. According to the second Tesitaisis, we see that Yaki is Namonis to say that he's a Bechor and anything that will come out of that. Anything that will come out of that. That's it. As the main law, the Kivega wants to say, according to second Tesitaisis, according to first Tesitaisis, Sanfit the Kasha. According to Paris, the Kasha was, how come the Gemara has to say, Benegea, Yim Vachlitza, Yinid Migu? It's not Mefurish in the Torah. According to Benegea Paris, the only things we know Yaki is what's Mefurish in the Pasuk, which is only these, not this. According to the second Tesitaisis, that Yaki is for anything that will come out, that Taka the Kasha would be Shver. Because this also comes out of the fact that he's a Bechor, that the wife is part of him, even Machalitza. Kivega, the second Tesitaisis could hold, like the Sheetis that we said before, that Yaki is only on a son who's Muchsuk to be a son. That's what he said, according to those Sheetis, the whole Kasha wasn't Shver to begin with. Because the whole Gemara, where he said, Zeb Benin, if the Sishim of Yim Machlitza was only, was a boy who's not Muchsik. So we'll say the second test says we'll hold like the Sheetis, we'll answer the Kasha, because they'll hold like those Sheetis, that Yaki is only on a son who's Muchsik to be his son. And the Sheetis that hold that Yaki is even when he's not Muchsik to be his son, who he had a Kasha, they'll hold like the Benin only Paris. The Holy Paris, that the Imperius, that Yaki is only on the Rambam Pesach and Pesach. It's more the Gecheshvin and a big Yisoy. That's the Kivega's Teretz.
So now when it comes out, according to the first Teretz and Pesach, you want to say he holds that if you say on a Ben, that Zicha younger, that is not Neman at all.
Says there'll be Chari
and
there's
an older son.
No, Chari, he's Neman. Only Ben Yehoshua was in the Torah.
So
I guess Kivega now is Moedi that Yesh Ben Chatzoyin. All of a sudden now he's Moedi. It's a Kasa because it's only Ben Yehoshua, these two things. It has to be written in the second Torah. If you wouldn't say it has to be Mefushin the Torah, then
older son.
What? Well, if you hold that way,
you
wouldn't need a Drasha of Ben Hasnul Yaki. You're going like the second Torah already. Okay, my sister, the way the Kivega says, according to the Shmaitz does hold Yesh Ben Chatzayin always. I mean, he just said the Torah says the Dabba Pashat. Kivega wants to say it only according to Ben Yomi Paris. That's only been the gate of Ben Yomi Pasuk. I was thinking to say that this Kivegish Yisai, that this not coming between two trips of Matisis will be Negea Gemara and Kedushin, that Samach Gimel Beis, Machok Shishainim. There's a Gemara and Kedushin, that Samach Gimel, the Gemara says, if someone says, Beni Zeh Ben Yigim Oshan of Yem Echad, if a person says his son is a Gadol, have you no boys by Mitzvah? Come to Shul, can we count for a minion? The father says, yes, he's my son, he's by Mitzvah. He's Neman. So the Gemara says, Yin Neman, actually the Gemara talks about Nedarim, Haram, Deshish, and Echin. He's Neman that his Nadarim and Nadarim and his Haramim and his Akdashis and from the Gea Erchen to know his age and his Chayvin Erchen, but not for Makas and Einshim. In other words, if the son does an Aveira and there's Edis on the Aveira, we can't give the son Malkus because the only way we know that he's a Godel is based on the father, and the father is not Neman for Einshim. And the Gemara explains the reason for the Manas is, I'm sorry, Tosis Daf Samach Dalad in Kedushin says, the reason why he's Neman is as Eid Echen and Bisurim. That's the reason why he's been a gay Yisur and Erech is Neman. When it comes to Malkus and Einshim, he's not Neman. So Tosis says the kasha, I ain't echad nema nema b'dov she b'yodai. Erech is only, it's not b'yodai to go say that the boy, to make the boy a gadol or not. And it's against the chazakah, because really he's muchsik not to be a gadol. Every boy is muchsik, has a chazak nemikar, he's not a gadol. So why is the father nema? So Tosis says, it's kaven the seifei gadol, su k'dov she b'yodai. Since he's going to be, he's going to grow up and be, that's considered d'av she b'yodai. And then Tosfos says, why is only the father Naaman and anyone be Naaman? Say for Gadol, and for the Gemara, and for Tosfos, sorry, Av Daik Tfei. The father's more Medaik to know the son's age. That's why it's Halacha that the father's Naaman. Basically, and other Yishanim say the same thing. So basically, the Yishanim all mutching on this, why is the father Naaman to say that his son is a Ben Yud Gimel? And they were saying, then the kasha is why only the father, why not somebody else? And they say the father's more Medaik, and it's considered Biyodai because it's Halacha the Seifel Gadol. But the Shulta Gibarim, the Bachan is married this. And Kevin Shirim, he points out that if you look in the Shulta Gibarim in the back, the Shulta Gibarim at the end of the Masechta Kedushin is Chaylank. The Shulta Gibarim says the reason why he's Nemah to say, Zeb Beni Ben Yin Gimel is Bidin Yakye. As maybe the father's always Nemah to Pasol Ben or to Masha Ben, he's Nemah to say a boy is Bamitz also. So basically we have a Machaykas, Taisa, the Yishanim say it's not Midin Yakye, and the Shulta Gibarim says it's Midin Yakye. What's the Machaykas? Why isn't Taisus going to be in Yakis? So I'm thinking to say that this Machaikus would be also telling in this Machaikus of Taisus. The old Rishonim that say that there's no nemonis of Yaki to say that a boy is Bar Mitzvah will hold like the Ben Yerolami Paris. That Yaki is only for Drama Mufarsh and Bakra, things of Mufarsh and the Pasuk. Mashen came, the Shulta Gibarim will hold like the second test of Taisus. That Yaki is there anything that will come out from what he said. And sometimes when you say that Zeb Beni Bechari, you're making him a Bar Mitzvah boy. You're making him into older than the other boy.
And Teres Mishash Master Don
It's Nagia the boy. Right, it's Nagia the boy. Yeah, it is Nagia the boy, right?
How can you make him into the Bamitsu?
What?
How can you make him into the Bamitsu?
He's not, that's the reason that Mona is Midin
Yakya. No, where do you have a Mitsu?
No, the Gemara just says if we don't know how old the boy is, and the father's the one that said, Zebni Ben Yigimel, he's Neman. That's the Gemara. And so Machayus is showing them what the reason is.
Because it can come out from Zebni Bechol, because he has a Bechol that's older than 13. He has another son.
Right, right.
And he says Zebni Bechol.
Right.
And we don't know how old this kid is, that's the point.
Right.
He's not saying the other one's not my son.
Right, right. Exactly. He's saying the other one's my son, and this one has a speed Bechol. So that'll be
Kate. So
the Shulchan Aruch will hold like that sheet in Taisus. I was also thinking Nafkamin would be Benegeya Shena Chakir and Shari Yosha from Shimon. Shimon Klez and Shavav Hergi Gimel. There's a din, the Gemara says, there's a different nemonis in the Torah from a father to a daughter, Benegeya Kedushin. Father is Neman on a daughter to say Kedashti Espiti, to say that he married his daughter. Even if the daughter denies it, then he points to another guy and goes, I'm Kaddish my daughter to that man, and the man denies the daughter, the father's Neman. We're going to now from a pasuk to her sister. Speaking the sati English hazeh, her father's always neman to say that the girl's an eshes ish, that she's married to this guy. But the Gemara says that it's neman to aser that she's an eshes ish to asa, but it's not neman for ancient. You're not neman over the. You're not neman to say to for ancient. The ma'aseh she be mizan. We're not giving Mrs. Bezdin based on that. Because this is a kosov of a speaking something in Shazet that's only been a gay Issa, but not a gay ancient. So, Kalet the Shayeshu, what about Yakye? Is Yakye Neman for ancient also? Or is Yakye only Neman for Moshe? Someone says Zebini is a Mamza. And then that boy goes and he's married someone in a call. So, you say, normally there'd be Malkus on that. Or Ben Gush Mechusa is a Vedan Vesem Mikdash, so he'll be a call doing a Vedan, there'd be Malkus on that. That the Gemara doesn't say. Is Yakye for everything, or is Yakye only for the Issa, not for ancient?
Shimon wants to get. Full child to Shalom and Yigir,
and then the everyone, yeah. Yeah, that's what Shimon says. Shimon's very American. I think it's half the Kachakir because it's such a posh of the halacha, and it's not pretend and even Paiskim, and Rishainim, and Gemara. The Gemara only says it's been a gay Kedashti Esbiti, that it's been a gay Issa, not a gay ancient. Not Nagia Malkus or Misa. What about Yakya? Is Yakya also Nagia when he passes the son? Is that Nagia only the Issa or Nagia ancient? That doesn't say. So I'm thinking, the Chayit should be telling in this to the Taisus, the Riki Vega explains. If you learn like the second Taisus that Yakya tells you anything that comes out of it, it'll be Nagia ancient also. But if you Munyaki is only for Dvar Mufashim Bekra, then it could be it's only Benegi Issa, but not Benegi Ancient. Okay. Then Kavitz Aris, Bachana wants to say a whole different test of the Kasha. The whole Shesh Maitz and Kavitz Kasha to begin with, why do we need a din of that to say Zeb Benin Kedei Lifta Sishti Minivim Chalitza Midin Migu, Al Shoy Viyadin Lagasha, why don't we say Midin Yakia? Bachana wants to say, the Teretz is Kenzain that Yakia is only when you point to a specific son. When you say Zeb Beni, this is my son. But the Papa's wife from Yimim Chalitza, you're not pointing to a specific son. You're just saying, I have a son. It could be anyone. It could be anyone in the world. You don't even have to say Zeb Beni. You can say Yeshli Ben. Since if you're not pointing to a specific boy, there's no dinyaki. And even if you are pointing to the boy and you're saying Zeb Beni, lift the decision Yimim Chalitza, but really what you're saying is not the Geya, the Zeb Beni. The part of the Geya, lift the decision Yimim Chalitza, is the Yeshli Ben, that I have a son somewhere. It's not on a specific son. There's no dinyakya. The whole discuss doesn't apply there. That's the Bachanan's there. It's a shame to but you can see why Kivega didn't like it.
Similar to Shesh Masi. It's not the gay to the son.
It's a different, no, it's a whole different story. I think it's a different story. No, the Shesh Masi says, even if it's not the gay to the son, but it has to be about a specific boy. But it has to be this. The whole yakya is I'm being maki a certain son. Not that I have children. He's saying that I have children, and wife is part of Yimah Chalitza. He wants to say, I was Makayim Puvu, Chayis, don't bother me to get married again. Chayis, same thing. Let's say Bezin's Kaif for him to get married. Don't bother me to get married. I don't have to be Makayim. I was Makayim Ready Puvu. The same thing, it wouldn't work. It has to be on a specific son. That's the whole thing. The Kiyaga didn't hold that way. The Kiyaga held on the nice Zebani. Chayis should be Yaki also. But the Mice has to go on
text. The first
time
it's
psul is b'fesh. Right. Ben
Hasnuyaki. Why are you saying that Oinshim is not b'fesh? Oinshim is going
to
be...
Oh, maybe,
it's
but...
It's not the same. Oinshim is...
No, there is an awesome psul. Also, the Ben Hasnuyaki is also law of the law, not the
law. Yeah, but Ben is maybe
it's
some...
It's said that you never know that, so you never
know. Maybe, but could be, but it's a mockum for the Chakirim.
What do you mean, not function? No,
but then you have a mockum to say that for Shimon's Chakir.
It's not something that comes out from it. Oinish is not something that comes out from it. And Oinish is because of the mountain. It's not something that's a yotzel mashal.
Yeah, but you understand, according to the second pair of the Tosis, the whole Chakir of Shimon is not Mestabim. But according to the first pair, is a mockum for the Chakir. That's what I'm saying. Okay, just we don't have much time to talk a little bit about Yom Kippur coming up. This is famous other Shus Kivega in Simchat Zayin talks about the mitzvah say in the Torah, which of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Kamar always shenim hold that eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah say deraisa. The Chinuch counts as one of the tag mitzvahs. There's a Kesef Mishnah that Kivega mentions, the Kesef Mishnah that has a tzad to say it's only the Rabbanon, and the whole famous Gemara is only in Asmachta. The whole eating Erev Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanon. But we hold like most shenim that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is their Isa. So, what about Noshim? Noshim chayim in this mitzvah. Is this mitzvah, this mitzvah is mitzvah shezman groma? It's only once a year, it's only Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe Noshim should be part of this mitzvah. So, Kivega wants to say, but the Maisa, the Torah does say, the Gemara does make a drasha that, again, the Torah says, V'nisim nashashachim betisha mechayrish be'erev. So the Gemara dash, the Gemara yes, chibetisha masanin v'loy ba'as masanin. The Gemara knew that peyalpam beis, and in Sukkah and other places also, is the Torah saying that the mitzvah of fasting is on the ninth day, is on the ninth day, it's on the tenth day. El loy mechol ka'och v'sheis v'chi ma'al avakosu king masan v'chi v'si. Whoever eats the zagreis mitzvah, whoever eats every kippur is as if he fasted chi v'si, the ninth and the tenth day. So since the whole drasha was, it's a little bit unclear. I don't think Kivega means a hekesh. But I think he's saying since the Joshua is Toila, the Chi and the Asiri, then Klatim Kivega maybe Noshim that are chayiv in the Inui of Asiri are chayiv in the Inui of Chi, the Achim of Chi also. That's the Kivega suffering. It's like Surchian. It says Surchian Lisa Pnai. Other Chayim, the Ksav Seifa, other Chayim, they want to say that Lechayr should be telling the Tam of the Mitzvah. What's the Tam that you're supposed to eat on Chi? So the Rashi in Yuma, and the Rashi says also, and other Yishim say, the Mitzvah is the Torah gave you Mitzvah to mechazik the guf, to strengthen yourself to be able to fast in Yom Kippur. I was like, they tie in according to that reason. Anyone has to fast in Yom Kippur will have to eat every Yom Kippur. Noshim have to fast, will have to eat also. But the Kivega doesn't say this reason, and Ben Mitzvah, I think, is a Shver to say this reason because it's a famous Machlokes in Shas if we're Derish time of the Kara. Reb Shimon is Derish time of the Kara.
There are many reasons, three reasons, and one of the reasons won't pass by Noshim. Reb Ben Yoni says one of the reasons is because Yom Kippur has a chiv suda batim, and you can't do it because you have to fast. So you do the
super. Oh, so Vaita, that'll be Mrs. Mangrama, okay.
So that's
Vaita,
Mrs.
Mangrama,
because you don't have to.
Okay, well, they want to go, they wouldn't be Mechayev, not Shanti, me Tam these reasons, but. Okay, but this is what I saw, that I didn't want to say also this reason of Timachaz Lubavitch. But the Emes is a famous Gemara on Lobel, and the Gemara says, and this week said also, that when you take a mashkin, you give someone a halva, and he gives you a mashkin on it, if he gives you his night clothing, his pajamas, and he needs it back at night, the Torah is machayev, you have to give it back to him every night. It's a funny mashkin, like, you know, it doesn't really bother the guy. He gets it back every time he needs it. He gives you his rechayim, every time he needs to grind his wheat, you have to give him back his rechayim, but that's the din. Whenever you take a mashkin from somebody, you can hold it, but you have to give it back to him when he needs it. So the Torah does say, another halacha, that from an almona, you don't take a mashkin. Almona, you give a halva, she's an almona, you give her without a mashkin. So Shimon says the reason is because in case she's in. Oh, Shimon says that's stopped by Amona Aniya, not by Amona Ashir. Amona Aniya, who you're always going to be going back to her house to return her things, befrat you'll be giving her back her things at nighttime that she needs at night, you're going to be Messiah Shemra B'Shchene Seha. The people, the neighbors, are going to start being Malshon on her, saying Malshon Harana that something, they'll be Cheshire, for Naver, that this man is coming every night to her house. They won't know. That's the reason why you don't give it. But Amona Ashira, who's rich, she has extra kelim. You never have to return it. You take a mashkin from her. That's when the Rabbanon chayil. The Rabbanon say, no, we don't dash the time of the Krah. The Sinema Chaykes Tanoim here is, does the time of the mitzvah affect the halacha? Megashini and halacha. And L'chayr, we pass like the Rabbanon, the time of the mitzvah does not affect the halacha. Even Amona Ashira, you don't take a mashkin from. Is a man of the Chayyaz B'Shashveh, how the Chayyaz could go say that this time the Mitzvah should affect us. So that's what Kvega didn't say it. The Mechuskan of the Sand says a few other Chedushim. This also might be totally in time of the Krah, maybe, yeah, maybe not. One Chedushim Mechuskan says is that we know that the Mitzvah of eating every Yom Kippur is, and it's Mitzvah Shin Yigimel. The Mitzvah of eating every Yom Kippur is as much as you can. As much as you eat, you get a Mitzvah. Every time you eat, that's what people try to eat the whole day. They're constantly getting a mitzvah. But what's the minimum to be, not to be mavat the mitzvah saying? You have to eat one time. If you eat one time, every kippur you eat. So what's the shir? So the mechaschinach, the shir should be a kezayis. But the mechaschinach is mechadish, no, it's not. The mechaschinach was the taina, the shir be a kesevis. The shir of inu yom kippur. The din is, on yom kippur, the shir is a little bit, has to be enough to be mesuve daita, to take away the pain of the fasting. And chazal and mishaya, that it has to be a kesevis, a little more than a kesevis. If a person fasts the whole day and he eats just one kesevis from tzumtzum, it's still considered inui, it's still considered fasting, midaraisa. Mechassim wants to say, mega, that'll be the shia for the mitzvah achila. Okay, also the Mechassim wants to say a chiddush that on every kippur there's no chiyah of a suda bepas. The mitzvah would be to eat anything, to eat anything, not dafka pas, which is not so poshut. He brings down the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Megillah. They don't say that by Purim also, the son. We don't pass like that. The Magen Avraham himself brings down all the day of Starchelik. The Magen Avraham wants to say, in Purim, the Ikka mitzvah, Sus Purim is b'madanim, to eat something good. You don't have to have pas. And he wants to create the same thing every Yom Kippur. It might sound so poshut. Okay, there's a few more things, but.